Rescuing a drowning person can be risky.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Experts say trying to save a drowning person can be very risky. That's because the victims will fight to stay above the water and can cause you to drown if you're not careful. So swimming experts say throw the person a pole, a life ring, or a rope, and don't go into the water unless you are an expert lifeguard. The victim must accept their helplessness before they will submit to a rescuer. That principle holds in our relationship with God. To qualify for God's sufficiency, we must recognize our own insufficiency. That truth is expressed in many ways in the Bible. Here's one place in Isaiah chapter 30. The Lord must wait for you to come to Him so He can show you His love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for His help. He will be gracious if you ask for help. He will surely respond to the sound of your cries. Though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, He will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your own ears will hear Him. Right behind you, a voice will say, "This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." So, God is able and eager to teach us and guide us in the best way we should go. But to experience His guidance, we must humbly submit ourselves to do His will.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com